Blog Talk Radio.
My friends, is a good question. How long is this going on? Well, probably right after the founders passed away, it's my guess. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. My name is Linda. I'm here in California waiting for Bill to call in. Still about 43 minutes left to the show. It is Tuesday. It's the 24th of March, 2020, and all kinds of crazy going on. I did fill out my census. Big deal. They could give me another one in 10 years. I'm still alive. Move to Arkansas. I got to get out of here. This place is nuts. Gavin Gruesome Newsom is just the most fascistic piece of turd. I hate him. So anyway, let's see. Nothing. All this stuff. I keep getting texts, but they're not really texts. Anyway, we have a governor who thinks he's either Mussolini or Rommel or Hitler himself because he's so dictatorial. I there are days, you know, he's talking about wanting to have 8 to 12 more weeks of this. President Trump's saying that Easter, this is over. And the whole thing is contrived. I heard a 35-minute one by David Icke today. I posted it after my friend Pat posted it. He gave a great synopsis of many of his broadcasts in the past, say, 2 or 3 weeks that he's put out there on this coronavirus nonsense. He said this is done by the club or the cult, he calls them. And they are doing this to destroy the economy. They want their new world order. They want their one world global type economy. They will destroy the jobs. You won't have a job to go to. This is just part of their plans. It is so evil. Don't have an audience today, so we're just going to keep going. I'm not sure about them in the cloud or the ether. Ethernet, but hopefully he will call in soon because we are on and we're live and we can talk about stuff. So the thing that this idiot was trying to say that he wanted to try to pass a law that for sort of provision this group of news wants to make it a misdemeanor if you leave your house. This is so old Soviet, I don't even know where to begin. This is beyond the hiding place. This is like, what are we going to bring they're saying, I don't know if it's true or not, they want to use the drones to make sure that people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I never thought I'd live to see this mess. I thought Christ would come back by now, but I guess he's waiting on the worst of it to happen, so... I'm just waiting for Bill, hoping he gets in here soon. I don't know what, maybe he's finished dinner or something. We're having pulled pork and coleslaw later on. My friend, I'll have to let her in, but see if I can get a hold of Bill here. I don't even know if we have sound, but it's irrelevant. If nobody's on, so let me check this out. see if I can get here and say we are live. Call in. I will know if we have sound when he calls in. Hopefully he will. It will be soon. If not, I'm going to shut this down. So I'm going to play some clips while we wait, see what I have. I have General Clark, Eisenhower. See what he's got. It's only one, so play it.
My fellow Americans, this evening I come to you with a message of leave-taking and farewell, and to share a few final thoughts with you, my countrymen. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
You have to realize this is one of the great presidents, great military leaders. On his way out the door, at the end of his second term, he says, by the way, watch out for the military-industrial complex.
People know that he invented the phrase military-industrial complex, but very rarely do you see the whole thing and realize how utterly strident his warning was. I think it's one of the most profound statements ever made by an American president.
Just like George Washington gave his warnings about foreign entanglements and things like that, my dad was giving his warning against letting this military-industrial complex get out of hand.
We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Okay, that was a brief one by the old president, or former. Hopefully we have done. That was Eisenhower talking about the military-industrial complex. Still there, and can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so I did a little fill-in. I was given a. There's nobody in our audience right now, so I don't know. I was talking about Gruesome Newsom. I was going to go onto his website and give him holy you know what, but I thought, you know what, that P-R-I-C-K is not worth my typing or. Him coming over with a drum, trying to, God only knows what he would do. He's such a fascist, a Gestapo little Nazi. That's what he is. Evil.
Well, you know, to me, I see everything these people like him are doing, and the Democrats, it just keeps blowing up in their faces. And
well. Good. It needs to.
She's trying to backpedal on her crap now.
Yeah. Oh, she's another piece of work. Well, they're both related. They come from the crime boss family, you know.
There was such a response from the public. She had no choice but to back up on what she's trying to do.
Oh,
it and was like, oh my God, the stuff she was trying to do.
Oh, I know.
They had not a thing to do with the virus. It had everything to do with them trying to grab control and power.
1021, yeah.
It was just,
you know,
oh, my God.
They must have melted her phone lines. I mean, you know, from every state in the union, not just ours, not just here. But, you know, I'm sure, because when I literally lost a couple hours of sleep last night thinking of what I would say to the aide on the phone if I called Governor Newsom's office. Believe me, they probably would have sent the FBI to me because I would have just said, fascist pig, Hitler Nazi, Sig Heil bastard. I swear, I was so mad at everything he was trying to do, making it a misdemeanor to go outside your house, saying he wants us to last 2 more weeks in California. I'm like, are you serious right now? I literally... I literally sent an email.
The blatant attempt by Pelosi to rig the election for the Democrats.
With that harvest? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she thinks this is how messed up that vodka-soaked mind of hers is. She thinks that everybody on this planet except her is stupid. That's what she – see, this is what they count on, Bill. And now it's still up in her face. And that's a good thing. Okay,
yeah,
I got to go let my girlfriend in.
It's getting to where, you know, and then the media comes out, they'll say one thing. Oh, she offered $500 more for each person. Yeah. And how many other extra people? How many other extra people? She offered $350 million that was going to be spread amongst the refugees.
You mean illegals?
ICE powers. giving money to the liberal colleges, which in turn around and give it back to them. The same with trying to put the unions and more.
Yeah,
step
here's
where they
the
got
worst part of it.
Because they contribute to the – anybody who contributes to the Democrats gets a pass. Evidently.
That witch would have shut down the airline industry overnight with that crap, because she was trying to do her airline carbon emission nonsense in this bill. And of course, she has her own private jet, you know, because I don't know where she got that money, but it doesn't matter. So, but
well,
I'll tell you something.
Well, you
it's,
know,
too-
it's interesting. You want to talk about where she got her money? Her family is like the Gaudis of the elected world, you know.
Well, they're part of this cult. You've got the Browns all the way going back to Governor Pat Brown. You've got Jerry Brown's involved in this. You've got J. Paul Getty's family involved in this. You've got the Piglosi family involved in it, and the Gruesome Newsom family involved. And they're all intersected and married and all this other stuff. You know, it's all nepotism and the rest of it, incestuous nonsense. And this has been going on. It kept control of California for 80 years, basically. And it took them 50 years to put it to the place it is right now. And they succeeded. I saw this coming 10, 11 years ago, but I waited too long to get out. You know,
Belinda,
I couldn't get out.
Something we've all lived long enough to see. I don't care who you are or how long it takes. Karma, yin yang, negative, positive, whatever you want to call it. We'll catch you. It will catch you.
I got to read this.
You know.
Okay, I got a lady that helps with finding real estate in Arkansas. Okay, I texted her today. I got to read this real quick. It says, "Hi, I'm still stuck behind the Berlin Wall here in California. Does Arkansas have lockdown orders on restaurants? Just curious. Working on healing my back and putting my house on the market within the next 2 months. I'm getting out of here, Bill." And so she said, yeah, all of the restaurants are closed except for takeout and drive-thru. So they've done it probably in every damn state in the union. But I just wanted to share that with you because I'm so sick of this crap that's going on. I can't wait to get out of here. If I have to go get steroid shots in my back and get out, I'm going. I can't stand this place.
I think we go on, our state goes on lockdown here in about 20 minutes. Midnight tonight.
Evil.
We go on our lockdown here in our state. But I've already heard, I don't know how many people have got passes written out so they can go back and forth to work. And what they deem essential and what they deem not, I don't know who writes this list. I really don't.
Well, it doesn't matter, Bill. I mean, we know that you're pretty well set, but a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people don't live in areas like you. You know, and some of us.
I'm saying that, well, the whole thing to stay in place in the city. Now, I'm not a super genius, but I thought about that and I'm like, you know, how many apartment buildings, and you're in California, so you see this, how many apartment buildings?
My God.
Yeah.
They
all use one heating or one cooling system. They don't have a system for every individual apartment. It's all
they
one.
They do here. They do here. Everyone I've ever been in, we had our own heaters.
You're telling me these 12, 20, 30, 40 levels of apartments have individual air conditioners
they,
and stuff
they
in them?
They usually do, yeah. They have their, well, they don't all have air. They have, most of them don't have air. They just use their own fans and stuff. But, well, it depends on how much money you've got. Over here, it's ridiculous for the rents. But even the senior places, we had our own heating, yeah. And we had our own meters. We were billed for it separately by SDG&E.
I know in places like Chicago and New York, it ain't that way.
Well, that's that. It's, those well, are got, big, big. Those are even bigger boiler, than here.
Yeah, you've got a boiler room system that heats the place. And to do that, you have to circulate the air through all the apartments. So the air is circulating from one apartment through
right.
all the others. How the hell
yeah,
is that
even,
working?
I don't know, but even in, well, most people who live in apartments, and I don't know about back there, but like Chicago and maybe L.A., are probably not the senior citizens who are in trouble, because most of the senior citizens who have that many diseases and are subject to this mess are in nursing homes. And those are all on lockdown right now. So, and they're not letting the, unfortunately, they're not letting the family members, I mean, I guess they have to, I don't know how they get permission to. It's crazy. It's nuts. But even in L.A., we put our own separate meters on our own separate stuff in the apartment. So it was just structured that way, and probably because they were built in the 40s and 50s and some in the 60s, and it was different. They hadn't taken over completely with their progressive nonsense here yet until probably early 70s when they started their Earth Day nonsense and their Enviro-Nazi crap. That's when, you know, all the –
Well,
what
you know,
a project. Yeah.
Linda, you know what we've seen? We've seen companies retool and stuff to produce
right.
masks, sanitizers. We've seen businesses offering all kinds of help that they can to their employees and to the communities. We're seeing a pulling together, and the Democrats didn't want that. They wanted us tore apart. And
well,
so
of course they do.
The whole coronavirus thing is actually backfiring on them because it's causing people to unite. And,
right. Well, you
I would
know,
say
every...
I would say that the ploy Nancy tried to pull with her bill of social
garbage
Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that was probably the final nail in their chances of having any kind of a chance against Trump.
Right.
Let's be
well,
real.
Did you,
Let's be real.
Did you guys?
They
I don't know if you guys
nothing.
Saw. If you guys saw that last, I mean, I watch Fox a lot. I usually watch at night a couple hours when I see Hannity and Laura Ingraham. But I think it was Raymond Arroyo. They replayed. Everybody's been doing it. But when Joe Biden was trying to do a speech from his living room, it was the most pathetic. And I feel sorry for him because of all the things he's done to sell out this nation. But in a way, as a humanitarian and a Christian, I think whoever is keeping him doing this is going to roast in hell for putting him through this. I can't even believe.
You could tell me, like someone said, make up a fake room and put him in it and tell him he won. He will never know the difference.
It's actually sad. And what I was,
it shows you how desperate they are.
I know. It's sick. Well, the other thing is I posted after my friend Pat Hilty, I think you've commented on her stuff before. She posted one. It was 35 minutes long, and it was by David Icke on this corona stuff. And he pretty much precisely put it together instead of doing like a 2-hour thing. He did it in half an hour because he wrote a book on this, and it's called The Trigger, and which means what's happening right now. And he believes that this whole thing was set up by what he calls the Illuminati, or whatever, whatever name you all want to put on it, whatever name Alex Jones calls them. But he calls them the cult. And he says there's at the end of this speech of his 34 minutes or whatever it was, he said there's not too many words, if any, that can describe this type of evil coming from these people, because they're using the elderly, lying about them, experimenting on them with this virus that they unleashed, literally, and probably contrived themselves to do this, to get this global economy, you know, that they've wanted for decades upon, you know, eons, probably since the day Karl Marx wrote his stupid book. I mean, and so he says the closest word he could come to describe this type of evil is psychopath. And he says that doesn't even come close. And I posted, yes, Psycho Bastards is pretty close to what he described, but the ultimate judgment by the creator will make sure that these people who, it doesn't matter how many decades, how many there are, how many will succeed after them, or come to pass and take over the reins of evilness, they will all be in a very, very hot place for a long time. And that you can take to the bank. That's how I feel about these people. What they are doing to us, Bill, this is the last bastion we've got. Thank God Hilda Bitch is not in charge, because we'd already be in FEMA camps by now. And you know that.
Well, they've got them. They're ready for us.
Oh,
but
I know.
Their problem is, I don't know, have they been hit with a wave of stupid? Because
yeah,
everything they have done in the last three and three quarter years to attack Trump has backfired, has blown up in their faces.
Right. Well, now,
I'm getting Democrats contacting me. They're done with the damn party. They hate Pelosi's guts. They're driving a chunk of Democrats to vote for Trump. They've already
exactly
people have already said a percentage of them will vote for Trump over Biden, and it's just
you know what they'll do.
They've got nothing without voter fraud. They have nothing.
Nothing. That's what she was trying to do with the ballot harvesting. Okay, so here's the other part of this with Biden as if he's the nominee. Those diehard Bernie supporters will not go to the polls, dude. They will stay home, which gives us the edge. They will not vote. Trust me, especially the young ones.
I know that, but I've seen an awful lot of Bernie supporters that said if they screw Bernie again, they will vote for Trump to get revenge.
You know,
with the percentage of African Americans that are supporting Trump, the percentage of Asians that are supporting Trump, and Hispanics, and all others.
Right.
I mean, Trump is going to be the biggest, well, any kind of fairness at all. And this will be the biggest political slaughter in history.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, I'm from your lips to God's ears. The other thing, you know, and like I said, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, if Candace's prediction is correct, even though nonsense has been triggered, if he gets even 25% of the black vote, which she predicting, it's over. They're done. They're so toast. They don't even know it yet, but they are. They're just put a fork in them. They're so done. And they're too stupid to realize it, but they are the, you know, when you deal with the Pelosi's of the world, she's part of that cult because she's hot up in it. You know, she's probably got, you know, the equivalent of a 33rd degree mace. I mean, that's how evil she is.
I'm questioning her mental stability just right along with Biden,
with
Bernie.
It's like,
I don't know, I should say this. It's like,
you know,
God has put it on them. He's affected their brains to where they just don't. They're worse than a spoiled child.
They might be being used too by this ultra Illuminati people. They might be because so old and they're so feeble and you know they might be still
they don't get it. They're masters of global elitism. They only serve a purpose so they can get everything in power. And when they get structured the way they want it, then these Pelosi and them no longer serve a purpose. They've already showed they can't be trusted. So they'll be the first ones, and I've said this all along, you're going to be the first ones in the gas chambers.
Well, it's either that, Bill, or let it play out the same way that Stalin played out, the same way that Che Guevara got out because he was to Bolivia, they executed him. It'll play out the same with Hitler, so he takes his own life, or I don't know whether, you know, God only knows if he escaped or he took his own life, because how do you get the truth out of the damn media? You know, they see the elitists don't care how many psychopathic people there are like Stalin and Mao. They just let them do their thing because they're controlling the big power, the money. But now they want more. Just like here in Commie Mexifornia, we got mayors all over the place trying to shut down the gun stores, saying that they're non-essential and all these things. So, and the mayor of El Cajon was it's obviously a concern because he was having no part. He was super pissed. And I'm going to hold this because it keeps breaking up. Hopefully it's because it's a cheap thing from China. God. Anyway, but this global crap that they're pulling with this coronavirus, they're using fear to get everything they've ever dreamed of. And if they get their evil global currency and try to do mandatory vaccinations, as soon as I can get my butt to Arkansas, there will come a day, Bill, when you're going to see me looking, standing in the middle of Delaney area with my arms at you, because I am not going to do this. There's no freaking way. No.
I kind of got tickled because I doubt if it's this way in your state, but my state, one of the essential places that can remain open is the gun stores.
No, they're trying to put the kibosh on it now because they're so evil. You see, this whole thing
in your state, but here in my state says no, gun shops are essential.
Good. You know, thank God you're still run by Republicans, aren't you?
At the moment, believe me, the Democrats are working hard. They're working hard, but I'm pulling for two special ladies here in Indiana, Heather Blind and Sarah Balling. And these two women, oh my gosh, they're fire. They are conservative fire. And they're young. One's a veteran. The other one's family has been involved in churches and helping the people and stuff for generations. So these are good people, good people. I don't usually pull for politicians that way. I did pull for Trump, but to go out there, put my name out there, and be pushing their stuff, I don't usually do that. I have done that for these two ladies.
Well, you know, I've got one here. We've got a guy in my district, and he's going to go up against that idiot that's already in there. His name is Mike Levin. It's not spelled with an E like I think Mark Levin is spelled the same way, but it's pronounced differently. Anyway, so this Mike guy, he's a Democrat, and he won over the gal that was going up against him two years ago when idiot Daryl Issa decided, well, what happened was he left the Congress because he was supposed to have a position with the White House in the Trump administration, and I don't know what happened. That blew up. But anyway, so he was like hanging out with his millions back here in Vista, wherever he lives. And then he decided to try to go up for Duncan Hunter's seat because Duncan Hunter's going to jail for a bit because of what he did. So we're voting for Brian Marriott, and we've done everything we can to keep him afloat. And we're praying that he gets in to take that seat. We're praying. And, you know, everybody knew his name from the last time. Hopefully we can get some yard signs. I may just have to contact his people and say, give me a yard sign, guys. You know, I'll put it in my window, put it wherever I'm allowed to. So, plus, we have the parking, so I can do it.
I'm thinking this country is going to bounce back from this.
I think what I heard today.
When it starts bouncing back, how are the Democrats going to tear it down? Because they'll have to try.
They will try. But you know what? We got to learn from this, Bill. This is evil crap. I mean, I'm serious. If we haven't figured it out by now, man, you ain't going to figure it out. And I got to get out of here. And that's why I'm working real hard to get my back strengthened. I'm going to go get a steroid shot, whatever it takes. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to do it to get out of here. I told my girl today, I said, give me a couple months. I'll probably put this thing on the market and then I'll give you a call because I've got to go. I cannot live here. It's so bad. Like I said, one of the guys down in El Cajon, which is close to the border, he's a mayor, obviously a conservative. He says he's not having any part of closing his gun stores. That's nonsense. So I think it's up to each sheriff or each mayor or county supervisor or whatever. But this is why Newsom's doing what he's doing. And this is why the Baltimore people are doing what they're doing. And all the other – and the Pennsylvania clowns, all these blue states, they love this. Are you kidding me? This is their dream. They think they can implement their own form of martial law on us. That's exactly what's going on here. That's why I'm so pissed. There is no reason. And what I heard President Trump say today and yesterday, especially today, about Easter being the one he wants for this to be done by, and he was saying, this country's not designed to be closed down. We can't do this. I mean, I think he's finally waking up to the actual plot, or at least he's speaking against it. You know, I don't trust anybody right now. The only person I trust is me, my little family, you guys, of course, my friend Sue, who's just true blue, and Jesus Christ himself. Those are the people I trust right now. That's where I'm coming from.
Once this passes, I think you're going to see a rising that's going to dwarf the Tea Party.
I hope so. Man, it better, because if we don't revolt against this shit, it's going to happen again. They're going to do it again, Bill. And we got to tell everybody on our sites, do not comply with frickin' orders. And any question about it, you better call them up and say, are you an oath keeper? Are you serious right now? That's what, I mean, I'm pissed. I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't want to see it get to the point of tribulation before he comes. Sometimes I just say, come back anytime, Lord. I have a problem with that. Raise me up in the air, whatever y'all want to do, because it's just, it's bull. You know, it's okay for them to slaughter babies and give money to illegals and pamper them like they actually belong here. But take away the rest of the 320 million normal people. Oh, man, I'm just, it just reminds me so much of the Georgia Guidestones and every tenet of Agenda 21 you can think of. It's disgusting. It's horrible. And you know that's the New World Order right there. And you know that. I mean, you know, everything that you've got to find this one. It's the one I posted. I'll try to post it again. It's the coronavirus one. It was actually an audio by David Icke. It is so good.
I have listened to that before, Linda. I went to your page and checked that out, and I had already listened to that one.
Okay.
It is a very good one.
Yeah,
it is a very good one.
He's talking about the very people who created the wars and funded them with their false flags and got these greatest generation. Now they're screwing them, and the baby boomers too. I mean, this is what they're doing, and I'm going to keep posting that until I get enough people to wake up. I am on fire here. I can't take this nonsense. You know me. I've been right now. I'm still reading FDR Goes to War, by one of the most renowned historians and scholars on FDR. And the more things change, the more they stay the same, Bill. I'm telling you right now. I mean, it is so relevant to read what he did with his New Deal and the rest of it. I got Robert on the line. It's great. We got minutes.
You know, Linda?
Hey,
doing,
Robert.
Mr. Robert?
Hey, Bill Strong, how are you? Everybody
We're hanging
doing
in.
Well?
We're doing all right. Thank you.
Doing well here. My wife has respiratory, so we keep a close eye on her. But everybody's doing well. I got all my grandkids here, and I done told them they ain't going nowhere. They're here.
Yep.
Go for
and
you.
I love it because they're where I can protect them and look out for them. And They give me a shine light. But I sat here yesterday morning, and I'm listening to some music and stuff, and I got all fired up. And I ain't going to lie. I broke down in tears for what they're doing to my country.
I know.
What you're trying to do to my country. What you're trying to do to my people. And it's only because I'm trying so hard to be a good man, I ain't slaughtered y'all.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I feel the same way, Bill Strong.
They are pushing. They were attacking different facets of my country, trying to change it. Everything Nancy Pelosi promised to look for in that bill was a pre-step to Agenda 2030, and I pointed that out to people. I've been pointing out to go back and watch this video. You'll see her introducing Agenda 21. You
for
know,
15 minutes, yes.
And people's got the media. Oh. Oh my God, the crap that I see coming out of the media the last couple of days, where they'll tell one sentence out of 70 and try to change the whole context of what the situation is.
Yep.
It's like they'll tell you, oh, Nancy wanted to give everybody $1,500. And they end there. They never tell you nothing else about all the other crap she's got in there. Did they mention that on page 134 she's got a raise for Congress?
Of course. Oh, well, the worst part is the airlines and the ballot harvesting. Are you serious? Oh, my God. Right? Oh, my God. It's beyond. It is absolutely.
To block ICE's ability to go onto a college campus and grab an illegal alien. If you're worried about this virus, you're reading this stuff and you're like, what in the hell? Where is there's nothing. There ain't one thing about the virus mentioned.
They don't want to mention it, Bill.
No, Bill, look, you know the mindset. You've seen her video in 1992 on the House floor talking about it. You know about Agenda 21. You've read everything I've given you. You've probably done it on your own. You've researched. Everything they do has nothing to do with good.
I've been fighting against this global agenda since 2007. I was very aware of Agenda 21, sustainable development, Agenda 2030, New World Order, One World Order, whatever you want to call it. They just keep changing the name of it, but they never change what's in it.
No.
It just keeps increasingly getting bad.
It's Stalin. You know, it's pure Stalin. What the hell do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be anything less than Mao? I don't think so. Please.
They're pushing the red lever. They're pushing the button, like Hillary said. They're pushing the button.
Well, no, it's basically the red flag,
Robert,
with the gold sickle and hammer.
I've been saying for quite a while, they got to go full bore. They got to put everything into this they can, because they're not going to ever get another chance. This is their one and only chance. They know that. That's why you see them doing so many things that look like acts of desperation. They are.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the part that scares me, though, Bill, is that the cult or the Illuminati, whatever we want to call them, has taken it this far at this time in our situation. And it's scary because I don't know who's all in on it. I'm telling you, there's so many people and things that I just, like I said, when it comes to the scripture and it comes to Jesus and my close family and you all people, because I know you guys, I don't trust not one freaking word other than
speaking of Easter, how did you think about Trump wanted everybody to go to
that's what we were talking about, I think, before you came on. I said, oh, absolutely, that's what I was praying for, that he'd finally wake up or at least speak to it, you know, because
I'm going to say something controversial as crap to a lot of people right now, but to me, and I think Chad will agree with Donald Trump has taken his orders directly from God.
I hope so. You know, from your lips, dude, because...
Linda, did you ever watch that Kim Clements guy? Did you ever watch any of that stuff?
No.
I did.
If you watched all that, you got to question yourself. How did he know?
Well, okay.
How did he know what he knew when he knew it?
I know. Here's the other. He's not the first one to do this.
Linda, when I'm listening to somebody and they're talking, if they're telling the truth, if they're on the right thing, I get this feeling. Chad knows exactly. My spirit flares up.
Yeah.
I know somebody's on the thing. He's the only one that's happened to me with Linda. And everything he said, Trump will be reelected. The corruption in D.C. will be destroyed. He said he had a plan, and Clements laughed at this. He says it's a plan that only God could pull off.
Yep.
You look, Linda, if he is not making these people look like fools.
Well, they're making themselves. They're exposing themselves, and he's helping them. Yes, I agree. But back in the day, because I've seen some videos too. I don't know if I think I posted them, if I posted them or I told everybody about them, about the Underground Railroad, the new one that's getting rid of the sex trafficking around the globe. And he was giving us a, it was fabulous because he gave us a history lesson. And I think it, if you go to ourfilm.org or whatever or .com, you'll find it. And he was talking about the covenant that Abraham Lincoln made with God, and it's never been broken. And he was probably one of, well, after George Washington was on his knees at Valley Forge all the time, you know, he was very spiritual. But those two presidents, I'm telling you right now, they had a connection, and I'm telling you, they had a big connection, huge, as Donald would say.
There has never been more praying in the White House than since Donald Trump has been in there. More praying, more preachers into the White House, more preachers laying
right.
hands on him and praying. No president even comes close to what Trump's done.
Well,
he has put God back in the country, God back in charge. And
you know,
that the liberal left cannot stand because
I know.
Nancy Pelosi quoting the Pope, as ignorant as the Pope is, Nancy, do you know what that makes you sound like?
Well, she is dumb. She's Botox. You know, back when they did their convention.
I said, I'm not trying to upset Catholics, but you people wouldn't even know who Mary was if she hadn't had Jesus.
Well, God, Bill.
But anyway, back in the day when they did the first Continental Convention before they started working on the Constitution, after they had their bickering, because they bickered a lot back then too, even though they were pretty cool. People, and some were Quakers and some were Presbyterians, some were Catholics, whatever. And once I think it was John Adams or somebody stood up and says, I'm not a bigot, I'll pray with the man. And the people prayed for 2 hours. So in modern times, I would agree with you. Back then, people did love the Lord and religious morality. I got 2 minutes left. Go ahead, guys.
Just
go ahead, Robert.
You
know, I love you guys, and I'm not going to give up, and I don't want you giving up. Keep fighting.
Nope.
No, I just want to let everybody know Sarasota County, Florida had two deaths already for the coronavirus. All right.
We had at least one or two here in San Diego, but I guess New York is the epicenter. Thank you for calling in, even though it was. You know, towards the end of the show, it was great to hear your voice.
I had to say hello to you. I filed my papers.
I'm glad you did. I wish more people would take that courtesy to say hello. I have so many friends and all my social media sites I attend to. I laugh if someone thinks cut me off of Facebook. I help them.
One more thing, Linda. I was reading my epidemiology book. You know, I was looking under incubation. We're basically incubator right now.
Okay.
And so what happened with this disease, you're supposed to count backwards from when you got the flu shot back to the day you got it. Maybe that's how it spread. Who knows? But, you know.
Well, I don't take flu shots. I haven't taken
– Me either.
I wouldn't let
and
you inoculate me with anything, honey. Never.
Well,
that
I made the mistake of getting one. I didn't take
you're
flu
an idiot.
Shots.
Never, don't say that.
Don't call me an idiot.
I'm sorry. Don't ever
That's a bad
do that.
Word.
Ever do that. Never.
You know.
I love you guys. Okay, I'm going to go and play a couple things, and we'll see you next week. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Next week.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. I don't know if you're in the archives, but we'll catch you next week. Have a great one. Night-night.